there are four, two called a team and four's called a team. Two teams of mules, two's called a team.
Okay. How about with oxen?
Well, the same way.
Same
exact. But I don't know anything about oxen.
Okay.
That's before my day.
Okay.
You did see him.
All right, what do you call the little cow when it's first born?
Calf.
And then a female is called a?
Little heifers. We always call them little heifers from the beginning, little bulls, okay. We'd say.
And the males, the little
bulls? Little bulls.
Okay. Now, if you had a cow by the name of Daisy and she's expecting a calf, you would say Daisy is going to.
Now that's a word that before I couldn't think of. Is it fur? Fur? No.
What?
No, that's for pigs, I think. She's freshen. She's going freshen. That's one word.
Freshen? Okay. What was the word that you said before freshen? Freshen is one of the words they have down here. I've heard of that.
Yeah. Fur or something. That's hogs.
Fur?
That's going to have pigs.
We'll
I
probably
think.
Get to hogs in a minute.
But I don't know if that's right or not, though, Mary.
Okay, well, you've heard of the word, and you think it's for hogs.
Yeah.
Okay, what was that again? I'll
fur. Fur.
I'll write it down. I don't know.
I don't know how you spell it.
Yeah,
fur.
I guess just, I'll just put it down there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about the male horse? What do you call a male horse?
You call it stud.
Okay, and that was never used by women.
No.
And that's another word just like
they
bull.
They use those to breed, you know, with, like
okay.
They do the bulls.
Okay, that's another thing where farmers would never say it in front of women.
No,
And women wouldn't really say it ever.
And they call a female horse a mare.
A mare, okay. The riding animals are just called?
Horses.
Horses, okay. So you said that you didn't know how to ride a horse, or you didn't like
no,
it.
No, I was afraid of them. I never did ride one. My sisters did, both of them.
Yeah. And
they had saddles and riding habits, but I've always been afraid of cows. And I don't know why I said scare cat. And my sister fell off the horse, and just you never did have any health after that.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad I was afraid of them.
Well,
because I didn't get hurt.
What? Your sister
rider
fell
slipped
off?
With her. The saddle slipped. Went, whoever fixed it for her didn't fix it tight enough, and she went right on the horse's stomach, belly.
Yeah. Well, what happened to her that she wasn't?
Oh, her head hit the ground, you know, and she just had terrible headaches. And she had, ever since then, she just never was well and hurt her side.
Wow, that's amazing. You think
you can get hurt.
Is she still alive?
No, she's
passed
away.
Now, you told me already
uh-huh.
that your sister's out. That you're the only sister.
I'm the only one of my family living.
Yeah. You've lasted quite a bit.
Haven't I? I'm old man. But
you
I don't feel it, though.
I don't feel it,
and I bet I can outwork you right now.
Sometimes I sit here
I'm
not
working here now we see.
I bet you. I sit here and yawn every few minutes and you're wide awake.
Yeah.
Ready to go. Let's see. So you'd say that somebody would fall off a horse. How about if a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor the next
morning?
He
fell off the bed.
Yeah. So
they do that sometimes. Turn over, you know, and you're not watching them, they're just turn off
bonk.
On the floor.
Yeah. Whoops. How about the thing that you put on horses' feet to protect them?
That's
horse shoes. And what's the part of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on?
Hoofs.
Okay. What
they really
call?
Thought they was going to deal with farmers in that book.
well, it seems to be that. Mm-hmm. that